Right, okay. Hi, Adam, and welcome to Metal Shock Finland. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Cool, no problem. Okay, right, so I just want to ask you a little bit about the background to the Bloodstock Festival. Can you tell me how it all started? It started back in 2001. What's the history of how it all began?
Yeah, well, I think it was actually 2000 the first conversations were kind of had between Paul, who, as you know, is the founder of the festival.
Yeah.
And at that time, his partner, a chap called Vince Brotheridge. They were chatting over a beer one time, because I think Paul had been talking to him about websites and stuff, and Vince just said, wouldn't it be cool to start a metal festival? And Paul went, yeah, go on then. it really came from there, you know, it was pick a venue, find out where we could do it, where it was local that we knew. The assembly rooms was the obvious as an indoor, you know, as with anything, you know, it'd be great to go as an outdoor event to start with, but you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, started with the indoor in 2001. And through Paul's contacts with Saxon, as you know, he'd done a number of album covers for Biff and Saxon over the years. He had a chat with Biff, who agreed to headline the first one. So, you know, at that point, 2001, Bloodstock was born.
Yeah, yeah, great, okay. So how do you think things have moved forward? Obviously, there's been a lot of changes since then.
Yeah, we've suffered growing pains, as anybody has. You know, we've learnt a lot. We were no experts going into this, you know, in the early days in 2001. You know, Vince sort of separated himself from the festival a few years after it started, and, you know, at that time, the family kind of really kicked in with Rachel and Vicky, and myself sort of all jumping on board, really, to sort of keep it going and make it happen. And, you know, we've learnt a lot. We've learnt a lot from the industry sort of professionals that are out there, the teams we have around us who, you know, are very, very good at what they do, from site management to stewarding and security. You know, we look for a certain feel within the event, and that is a family sort of environment that people feel welcome and you know, comfortable, and hopefully we, from the feedback we've sort of had over the years, we're keeping that. And it's difficult that as you get bigger, you get a bigger audience, you've got to try and keep and maintain that feel, but we work very hard for that, because it's what makes Bloodstock so unique.
Yeah, you definitely still achieve it. There's a big difference with Bloodstock to the other festivals, isn't there? So,
you think so?
Yeah, that's great. So how did you originally all become involved then? Was it just a natural progression for the family, all the family, to get involved?
No, it was more like, I suppose, you know, the old sailor getting hit over the head with a club and waking up on a boat. we kind of really... It happened, and it just naturally kind of happened. And my dad's a great motivator, as you may know over the years, and you know, a great ideas person. And you know, the obvious choice was for him to bring in, you know, some passion from the family. We've kind of grown up with the music, we've grown up with the art side of things. You know, so it was like, okay, let's give it a go and see what we can do. And we're all very, very passionate about it. I think more to the point, you know, we're not just treating this as a job that we do. The family, since its inception, really, we've all had normal day jobs for the last 12, 13 years, as well as doing this. So we work the same as everybody else does.
Yeah.
It's only really been in the last 12 months I've come away from my day job, and I spend 24/7 on Bloodstock now. But
right,
the rest of the family still do have those day jobs, and you know, put a lot of time in, weekends, evenings, and you know, to deliver, to make it happen.
Yeah. So can you tell me a bit about how the working relationship works between you all as a family? You know, how do you work together? Do you sort of get together a lot? Do you all have separate, you know, jobs?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got their field in what they do. Vicky, as you know, books all the bands, so for the main stage. My dad is really the ideas driver and motivator behind everything, so, you know, with the engine, if you like, behind all, keeping everybody sort of pushing forward.
Yeah.
Rachel looks after a lot of the infrastructure side of it, the markets, and sort of making all the... Rachel's one of those sort of unsung heroes, really, that, you know, doesn't sort of find herself in the limelight so much, but does tend to be, you know, one of the mainstays behind the whole event. So,
right.
You know, credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
She probably needs to shout out a little bit more, because, you know, I think certainly Vicky gets a fair bit of credit, as does Paul, and probably as do myself with a lot of the interviews and things that aren't. Yeah. So Rachel's, you know, really one of the mainstays behind what is Bloodstock and what it's all about, and, you know, doesn't sort of tend to put herself in the limelight as much, because she's the crazy crazy thing to the swan and climbing under the water. So it, you know, certainly a mainstay motivator. Myself,
yeah.
I just tend to look after sponsorship and I help Rachel with the infrastructure and the licensing and bits and bobs and, you know, any other bright ideas that we can sort of push forward to get Bloodstock out there, you know, such as the radio and you know, other initiatives that we've got going on as well at the moment. So,
yeah.
And then we utilise Simon Hall a lot, who we now sort of class as family.
Yeah.
You know, he's sort of a great supporter and, you know, does an awful lot of work with Mac to the Masses, as well as obviously his own band Beholder, you know, trying to get themselves out there. He commits an awful lot of time to delivering for us the Bloodstock brand.
Yeah, yeah. Great, okay. Right. Yeah, we wanted to know as well a bit more about the logo. Gather that's Paul's design from the beginning, and does he keep, you know, designing a, you know, the latest version every year?
Yes, he does. I mean, he's you know, obviously the founder, and he's got this, you know, we call him Stan, S-apostrophe Tam, you know, Satan, but people still ask why is he called Stan, you know, and I don't get that myself, why they can't figure that one out, but anyway, some people don't get it, I think most people do. And it's really, he's kind of developed and grown with the festival over the years, and, you know, the idea of the logo is to make it something a little bit unique every year. We keep a programme of how it should look, and the idea is that, you know, the detail is the element that changes more than anything else. You know, we try and take a spin on if that year's unique for any particular reason. I mean, 2012, we had the end of the world. And, you know, we had fire and brimstone in the back of the logo there. So, you know,
yeah.
It was a UFO there as well somewhere. But people have been saying it's the US and UFO invasion we're going to get. you know, so we try and keep it as topical as possible. He's already, funny enough, I was around there earlier on today, and, you know, he's already halfway through the logo for 2014.
Really?
You know, we tend to showcase that next artwork at the festival this year.
Yeah.
He's a big motivator. His artwork's a big thing. We're going to be having, which we haven't announced yet, but we will be having a bit of an exhibition at the festival this year as well.
Oh, right.
Showcasing, you know, all the album covers and all the previous year's original artwork and another piece of very specialist artwork Paul's done recently as well. It's going to be very unique when it gets to arrive. So, I think there's an obvious tie-in with metal and fantasy and artwork and everything else, and we're sort of, you know, we want to expand on that because I think a lot of people would be interested.
Definitely, yeah, it sounds very interesting.
The artwork is key. You know, all the artwork on the website, all the artwork in all the t-shirts and everything, that, you know, that's all Paul's work.
Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic, yeah. Brilliant, okay. Sorry, what was that?
I said it's not rubbed off.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, we're still drawing stickmen, unfortunately.
So he needs to keep going then. He needs to look after himself. Right, so do you all sort of have to have quite regular get-togethers then? Because like you say, you all do very different jobs. Do you need to sort of get together and have quite regular meetings about what's going on to bring everything together?
We do. You know, Skype's a great thing. And we have Skype meetings, you know, quite regularly. If somebody's up against it and they can't get around or whatever, and we all live in the same town, you'd think it'd be easier. But sometimes with what things go on with Rob, what Rachel might have on myself, you know, or Paul, it's easier sometimes to have a Skype meeting.
Yeah.
And we try and do that as often as we can. I mean, we speak almost daily in some guise, whether that be email or phone or Skype, whatever it may be, or, you know, face-to-face. So we have to be in contact. We all have to know who's doing what. And, you know, we use technology for that basis, effectively, as... you know, with sharing documents through certain sources, sorry about that.
Yeah, okay.
Sharing documents through certain sources, etc. You know, everybody keeps everybody updated as to what's going on, which we need to.
Yeah, it's a great thing. Okay, so what motivates you to keep working with Bloodstock?
To be honest, and I think it's the same for us all, it's the passion of both the music, but it's more, if I'm honest... I mean, I've stood on the stage a few times, and every year I get the same feeling. You know, it sends a chill down my back to think that everybody's there to enjoy, ultimately, some of the best bands on the planet, and we're directly responsible for getting all these people together and you know, having a great time with them. I mean, we don't sit, you know, all the time in a little cabin backstage and you know, not getting out there. We're out there in the crowds, constantly walking through. We're constantly out seeing to make sure everything's okay and everyone's happy. And as long as everyone's having a great time, for us, it's all the motivation we need. You know, it's not a financial thing. You know, it's not an ego thing. It's purely a passion. And, you know, that's sort of really driven into all of us.
Yeah, that's great. And that, I think that's what makes it so different, because you are so passionate and, you know, it shows. So, it does make it unique.
Yeah, great. Well, as long as the fans are enjoying it and everybody that comes enjoys it, then we've done a great job.
Yeah, okay. So would you like to give a message to all the Bloodstock fans?
Basically, just go get your ticket if you haven't already. If you've got it, well done. And we look forward to seeing everybody in 2013 in a few months' time, just to get as metal as hell.
Cool, yeah. Not long to go now. Oh, that's great. Thank you.